The Brady Report.
Well, we start with a somber note this morning with the death of a real soccer legend. Good morning, Andrew Brady.
Yeah, morning, boys. Everyone here in mourning, and certainly the whole of Scotland united in grief for Billy McNeil. He was manager of Celtic, and previously he had been the captain of the great Celtic team that won the European Cup in the late 60s, the only time the club has done that. So the European Cup being the precursor to today's Champions League. And Billy McNeil did it in a team of 11 Scots. Every single player was born within a 10-mile radius of Glasgow. That will never happen again. As long as soccer is kicked, a ball is kicked around anywhere in Europe, you will never have a team from one city winning the Champions League or the European Cup. And Billy McNeil did it. He was the captain, he was the leader, he was the lifeblood of Celtic Football Club, and everyone really just remembering a great, great football man. And Scotland has lost one of its lions today. It really, really has.
Yes, indeed, mate. Rest in peace. Now, Donald Trump is finally going to meet the Queen.
Yeah, June the 3rd, a date for our diaries, confirmed by Buckingham Palace. So we had a little whisper. Sky News got this first. It is all now confirmed. A three-day state visit. Donald Trump and Melania will be over here meeting the Queen and Philip and lots of other royals. State visit, the full works, the red carpet will be rolled out. Presumably there will be a state banquet as well. I'm sure he'll want to play a bit of golf. Donald Trump and Prince Philip in one room. What could possibly go wrong?
Hopefully nothing, with a bit of luck. Now, you're coming down under, which is great. Good news yesterday. Our good friends at Crown have decided that they're going to put you and the old man up while you're here to do the City to Surf for Breast Cancer Care WA.
Oh, hugely excited. I've been online, Millsy. I've had a little look, and I think the Bradys will fit in very well at the Crown if the pictures live up to the reality. I can't wait to get in there.
No, thanks to Crown. We really appreciate that. And you can get behind Ender because he's running for Breast Cancer Care WA, and we've got a big night at Gloucester Park. If you haven't booked yet, there's a few seats left. 9323 355. 9323 355. And you know how we said we were racing against a horse at Gloucester Park?
Yes, Millsy. I hope it's a slow one with three legs.
We might throw in a bike as well, so it could be a very interesting night to see who actually gets up. You'll have a good time.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait.
Excellent, mate. We can't either. All right, you take care. That's in August, by the way. And we'll hear this afternoon with Ollie, and we'll do it again tomorrow for Anzac Day.
Thanks, everyone. Have a great day, guys.